reach the island. Dave, and this is a Fistful of Podcasts from FistfulPodcast.com. Back for another great week. Let me introduce you, as usual, to my co-hosts all the way from the Reno Sparks area. And up first, we have one Mr. Andrew Bergevin.
David, did you see that Apple just released a warning about downloading some songs from their marketplace?
Because they were spoiled?
No, you can't get Come Sail Away or Satisfaction. However, Turn, that's fine.
Is this a joke?
Yeah, because sticks and stones will break your phones, but birds will never hurt you.
Oh, God damn it. Okay, so I was...
I also had a guy explain the word many to me.
Okay.
It means a lot.
Is that a joke? I don't understand what's happening, Andy. Guys... That's Andy.
I don't know if these are just facts or not.
Yeah, these are just things you're telling me.
Okay, then. Well, I have some video game trivia, harkening back to our old days.
Oh, please hit me with it.
Did you? Well, what's Pac-Man's favorite cooking utensil?
The ghost.
A waka 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 waka.
A wok. Okay, so Pac-Man's Asian.
Well, yeah.
Could also be a Fozzie Bear joke.
Oh, but you don't cook with a laugh, Adam.
Oh, I do. And a twinkle like in
someone,
my eye.
But if someone was like, make me some food, you wouldn't like, I gotta waka waka. I'm just kidding. I'm just laughing.
In case you didn't pick up on it, I'm laughing.
Waka.
That's how I laugh. It's weird.
I don't think waka was a laugh, though. Guys, shut up. Next to Andy there, we have one Mr. Adam J. Hubbard, Esquire.
Also known as Adam I Know a Guy Hubbard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then you put a finger in the side of your nose.
With a thumb of his nose, up the chimney he goes.
No, Santa's not going to bring you drugs. You have to see Adam, the other guy I know, the other white meat.
You'd be really good that year.
Yeah, if you get Santa to bring you drugs, you were maybe the best.
Hey, Mom, Santa brought me snow.
You were so good, he's willing to give you drugs. A bad
Dear Santa,
thing.
Santa, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
I don't know. Usually it's on the naughty list, and I don't ever like dip into my own supply.
He has kicked the habit recently.
These are good Christmas jokes, right in like the beginning of the year. People love Christmas jokes in April. Guys, here's a problem. Something is amiss, something in technology land. The mayor of the internet has maybe risen from his tomb to fuck me personally over. But the only reason the show is running this week is at the expense of number one, the soundboard, and number two, Krista, because I'm having to use every piece of electronics that I own to get this to you. And maybe it isn't even getting to you, so don't hold your breath. If you're hearing this, then great. If not, then you're not hearing it. But
he's parsing it through the Xbox.
It's so complicated. And so
there might be two cans with string in between in there somewhere.
Yeah, but they keep flying away because they're not trained. Get it?
Yes.
Two cans? Guys?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we get it.
What? So I can't tell a bad joke? Come on, Adam.
Here's the real thing is like you made a little fluttering thing with your hands and then your picture and voice froze and then we all heard was flying away.
This is going great. This is going great, guys. I can't
tell you.
We're just
going to roll with it because we're professionals.
Yeah, no one's ever picked a better time to kill a show. Than here and now, because it's like all my electronics are plotting against me.
It kind of seems like we waited just a little bit too long at this point.
I agree.
One episode ago would have been great. It's like the show's over and then David's house catches on fire spontaneously.
Yeah. A little backstory, like for those of you, because I want people to know how angry I am. We spent 2.5 goddamned hours, not 2 days ago, 3 days ago maybe, trying to get this shit to work, and sometimes they can hear me and I can record, sometimes they can hear me and I can't record, and then sometimes nothing. We spent a good hour and a half with me being able to hear them and me being essentially, what's that famous mime? The joke is ruined. A mime.
Marcel Marceau.
Yeah, I had to be Marcel Marceau. But I bet his beard wasn't as good, right, guys?
It wasn't. I don't know what he looks like, but it wasn't.
I also don't know what he looks like. Full disclosure. But
our tech guy on it.
Guys, speaking of beards, I have some advice questions. Probably to Adam, because you grow beards more often than not, and they're thicker than mine. So I think your opinion might have more of a bearing. So what do you do with the mustache? I am torn between one of two things. Do you just comb it down into the beard and hope for the best? Or I've been doing this and pulling it out and making it straight.
That's one way to go.
Because at least this way my food doesn't get caught in it as much.
I have little scissors to trim my mustache.
Yeah, like I usually don't let it get long enough to pull it off to the sides, but that's definitely a way to do it. Usually I just use the trimmer to keep it away from my lips.
You see how long mine is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got almost a snidely.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to keep it and just comb it into the beard, or do I keep it separated?
I just comb it down and cut it to keep it away from my mouth.
I love it in my mouth. I want all the sauces and drink stuffs just to stay up in there, so later on I can be like,
It tastes like everything.
Because if you don't get to it fast enough, it starts to smell, and then you just have a smelly upper lip. So I think but here's the thing. If you get into the cycle of pulling it off and if you make it a point to make the shape of your mustache pleasing, it will drive you insane.
Yeah.
Because facial hair has a mind of its own, and it's not like head hair, because your head doesn't have a mouth on it. Like, my mouth is constantly making all this shit go bristly. So yeah. I smooth it down. I get it all in my face. I'm like, looking good. And then I got to talk on the phone. And for whatever reason, it like goes, remember when Yosemite Sam used to get electrocuted and his beard would just go poof?
Yeah.
That's my mustache. And it like gets into my nose and shit. And then I get off the phone.
I hate it when that happens. Like one or two hairs just decide to point straight up one day.
Yeah. And then, you know, they're followed by 9, 10 more. And it's just like, I can't.
And then your mustache hairs tie together with your nose hairs.
Yeah, I can't deal with like things in my immediate vision, and this bitch gets so bushy so fast. It's like the Brer Rabbit is living in there.
Yeah, I like the beard, but like the mustache almost makes it not worth it.
Yeah,
but without the mustache, I feel like it would look funny.
Abraham Lincoln, motherfucker.
I want to keep the mustache to keep the whole thing together, because I think beards without mustaches are weird. If you think otherwise, you're wrong.
that's I used to have a chin strap.
It's weird, Andy. Everyone
it
here's
was.
The, I'll give it I'll, here's but here's the thing about it. Everyone thinks it's weird, but everybody does it because they don't want to deal with the mustache, so everyone tries it and they go, ugh. And they keep it
it's
for
just
a,
practical.
Yeah, but you keep
when you get right down to it.
Yeah. You have to have them both, and I think after because you don't see many dudes with just the chin strap, because I think there's only two types of people who keep a chin strap. The first one is the people who legitimately like it, and those people are weird and wrong and gross and should be put in jail or maybe a zoo. Next, you have the people who are like me and you, who are like, the mustache is driving me crazy. I'll try it without the mustache, walk around with that for 3 days, realize you hate it, and shave the whole thing.
What about Civil War enthusiasts?
I forgot about Civil War enthusiasts. So I guess there are three types of people.
People with horribly pockmarked faces.
But even
but
then,
they
there's
can't
no
grow a mustache.
There's no reason not to have the mustache if your face is horribly pockmarked.
People with horribly pockmarked faces, but a hair lip.
Even better, you want that mustache to cover up that hair lip.
Can hair lips grow a mustache?
Yes, but not well. So I mean, you have to at least try something. I mean, it's not their fault, but you know.
As long as they're putting forth the effort, we'll give them a pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing. I'll because I knew a kid in fifth or sixth grade who had a hair lip, and the next time I ran into him, we were adults, and fucking he had a mustache, and I could have called it from 100 yards, because that's the first thing dudes do.
Well, yeah, or they buy a bag of those wax lips you can get at Halloween and just walk around with those.
Yeah, like the streets here in Arizona are
it's
overrun.
Like the same thing.
Yeah, like you know how every 10th person is left-handed, like every it's like every 20th that has a hair lip, but when they start wearing the wax lips, you take notice. There's a lot
You're
of
like,
them out
oh my
there.
God. I imagine, luxurious.
I imagine those don't fare very well in like Arizona summers.
Yeah, eventually you have a wax frown.
Everyone with a hair lip is sprinting through parking lots to get into air conditioning,
clawing the wax off their sealed mouths.
Yeah, and like if you drop change or something when you're like running, you have to like either leave it or just spit those lips out because you come in and it's just like you're a Salvador Dali painting.
Instead of gum all over the parking lot, it's just melted puddles of wax.
Yeah, it's just mouths all over the Arizona Mills parking lot, just like puddles of mouths. And you're like, oh, the horror. Oh, yeah, but I think I'm at that point where I have to make a decision. I've either got to trim this or really like embrace it and start curling it upwards.
Yep. Get yourself some wax. Not lips, just wax.
Well, I mean, you're already mostly there for the curling, so just lean into that for now and see how you like it.
I don't know. I've also toyed with the idea, and Krista hates this idea, of taking everything off but the mustache and a soul patch and being like old-timey, you know, actor guy.
Yeah, I'm not into that. Like Mark Twain.
One of these days I'm just going to cut off the chin part.
I do that every time I shave my beard, and I'm like, I could do this for a day, laugh about it.
So you're saying the chin part meaning the whole chin strap or just the chin meaning...
just the chin underneath the mouth.
Okay, so leaving the bushy sides.
What do you call that?
The mutton chops?
The mutton chops that go up into the mustache.
Yeah, so you're saying get rid of where you would classically see a goatee to leave the chops that go into the stash.
Yes.
Stash chops?
Yep.
There's got to be a better word.
I bet if you look up
just
stash chops... That chop
stash.
I think stash chops is probably the closest.
It's an ass kicker plus.
Maybe next time I shave, I'll come over here one day.
Maybe it's called the Lemmy.
Yeah, let me know when you do it, and I'll do it too, and we can compare and contrast our feelings.
Solidarity.
Yeah, I think it would feel very manly, but I think it would also be very off-putting.
You're gonna have to be very well put together when you try and do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely would have to wear like butthole. You'll have to wear a butthole. You'll have to wear
already on it.
You'll have to wear button-up shirts, exclusively.
Like a button-up shirt with, and it's a long sleeve shirt, but you've rolled the sleeves up very neatly.
Yeah. You and your jeans will have to be like immaculate and dark blue. None of that faded shit. Your goodbye American Eagle.
Ironed in creases.
Yeah, maybe not that much.
Okay. Maybe. I started wearing button-up shirts because of watching people come through Target. I'm like, all of you people look like shit.
Yeah, and I think there are certain things, if you don't want to look like shit, you have to make the mutton chops alone, like the chop stash alone would make you look like shit unless you make the rest of your body look good.
Yeah, if you're well put together, your stash chops will be well put together.
Okay, Adam. Okay, the person you've laid out already is fine. What sort of hat you wearing? So you got the nice jeans. You got the button up shirt with the sleeves rolled up, looking very professional.
Here's the thing.
What sort of
are we talking like? You were talking like old timey professional, like, you know, like you're a businessman in the 40s type hat, or are we talking any hat is open for business?
Any hat. Pick the hat for this hipster we've created.
I think that's a seasonal sort of decision, but...
I agree. Because I could see a nice Panama in the summer.
Yeah.
But in the winter, I would go with like... But it depends on the shape of the face, because you may be good with like a Homburg hat. But if you got a brown chin, you might be one a bowler. And if you're tall, you're going to want that crown to be short.
I think the hat is very important to bring this together, but the type of hat is going to depend on the person and the environment.
Can we take back the trilby?
I don't know. You can't. There's no way. It's too...
If you want the trilby, with your rolled up sleeves, you have to be ripped.
I guess.
Well, ripped? Here's the thing. Ripped solves anything.
Yeah.
As long as you're ripped, you can dress and you can literally wear the sack that your potatoes come in, and people will be like, "Whoa, that's nice!
New fashion on that handsome man.
Look at that stash chop."
There are it's incredible how like the minutia of things, because if you just like just having the beard like I do now, I'm open to t-shirts, I'm open to button, I'm open to anything. But for whatever reason, removing that chin area would immediately kick your body into a higher gear if you don't want to look like crap for some reason.
I mean, I think t-shirts and polo shirts would be right out.
The polos?
I think maybe, no, not for the chop stash. No, that's out. You're right.
I think that's Like, it's nice for some things, but I think it would just look half-assed with the chop stash.
Okay, yeah. Okay. With the chop stash, like, we're going to go golfer, biker combination. Get yourself a polo, light blue, of course.
No, no polos.
And some khakis with some nice brown shoes.
Here, listen, you're describing a full beard outfit. That is a 100% of your beard is intact outfit. The fans, like, the craziest you can go with the outfit you're describing is maybe putting a little wax in the stash and making a curl. That's all that that outfit is going to allow you.
Okay, but then I toss a leather jacket over my polo.
Then you're going to get your ass kicked by literally everyone because you look like a douchebag. God, are you fucking serious? A leather jacket over that outfit?
Yeah.
Andy!
And it's one of the ones with the sleeves cut off, so I'm really cool.
You're not even trying anymore, Andy. Respect the process.
Please, do yourself a favor. Never grow another beard. If this is how you're treating it, holy shit.
I lost the manual.
I'm going to need your badge and your whiskers. You're done here.
Yeah, like, they're going to have to laser that shit off your face just so I know that you can't grow one anymore if you're going to do shit like that. Don't you
take
dare.
Care of my back at the same time?
No, they're going to... Actually, I'm going to have them take the hair from your chin and put it on your back.
Yeah, it'll all be grafted onto your back.
Yeah.
Wait, so do I have, like, the imprint of a beard?
No, you're just going to have the gross, coarse facial hair growing on your back.
I would... through my t-shirt.
Depending on how big of an offender you are, I would leave it in the beard pattern on your back. That's me personally. Anyway, guys... Enough about talking about beards, but I really did want to get it out of my system. I saw this documentary about eating bugs.
Fun.
I had a class that talked a lot about that last semester.
Adam, you weren't supposed to be eating those. Those were specimens.
Oh, God.
That's why they tasted so much like formaldehyde. I thought they were just hors d'oeuvres. They all had a pin in their back. They were so dry. I thought they were toothpicks.
Send them around in like a little tray?
Yeah. Yeah. Just in there cleaning bones?
Yeah. So crunchy. So this documentary made... I don't think I've ever seen a documentary or any piece of media that made me, like, impelled me to try eating bugs. Now, Adam, I realize you're more adventurous palate-wise. It's just so gross. Like, here's the thing. So in the documentary, they're like going after these giant insects because they're like, oh, we got to feed all kinds of people. We got to get people off this harsh protein cycle and whatever, animal protein. But these motherfuckers are like going into the middle of South Africa and like digging up termite mounds to get a termite the size and shape of a burrito you'd get at a middle class Mexican restaurant. And the one thing that documentary did make me feel bad for is the bugs, because these motherfuckers come along, pull this unsuspecting termite queen out of her thing, and they're like, all right, yeah, throw that literally onto the grill and she's still alive, and they're cooking it, and it's a horrifying sight.
On the hierarchy of like animals you can eat, like things with faces like ours, like some people can have sympathy for those. People are less likely to want to kill them themselves. Mm-hmm. Fish are below that, where people are much more likely to eat and kill and cook them themselves. Insects are below fish.
Ugh. Well, I for
like,
whatever
we don't
reason
care what happens to them.
Yeah, I step on them all the time.
Oh, I can't. I maybe that says something about my psyche, but I identified the hell out of those bugs. Like, it was so awful to watch these bugs get cooked alive.
Yeah, that's pretty
brutal. I imagine it was stringy on the like the termite is pulling its tail up. It's like,
oh god, it was so horrifying. And like, what would it have cost them to kill that bug before? I realize they're gonna eat it, and I realize things eat bugs all the time. So you know, boo hoo. But what did it cost them to not lop that thing's head off quick as you please so it didn't have to suffer?
Terror is a seasoning.
That was one of my arguments in the anthropology classes. They were talking about how eating bugs is very taboo in America, but it's practiced very widely across most of the world.
Yeah.
And they're talking about doing it more widespread because it's like it's better for the environment, it has better nutrients and whatnot, but like nobody ever brings up the fact that like we're going to need to think of the ethics involved in killing these bugs.
I don't need to think of the ethics. All I need to know is that it crunches and tastes weird, and I don't want it.
Yeah, I don't want to eat insects. Like, no matter how you prepare
cruelty-free insects.
But there's
okay. This was a free-range black widow.
here's one of my problems with insects. animals that we eat now are large enough to have the intestines, all the guts, all that shit ripped out and removed. Mm-hmm. The stuff you don't want to eat because it would be bad for you. How do you de-shit an insect?
I mean, if you've ever watched Bear Grylls or anything, he always says that about the big bugs that he catches.
Yeah, but he just blows everything out the ass and he's left with just, like, essentially an empty condom.
It's not an exact science.
I never thought, could you use an empty grub as a condom?
Not a good one.
They get crazy big, so I bet you could slide it on, but I don't think it's very durable. If I had to guess. And good luck finding a woman who's okay with that.
And Bear Grylls is just out in the wilderness like, I need to fuck my wife, but I'm out of condoms. Yeah. Let's dig around under this log.
He briefly tested that with the Spice Channel, but there wasn't an audience for it.
Well, the audience that there was is not one that you want to have around.
Yeah.
How do you, like, market that show to advertisers? Oh, what's your core demographic? Dudes who jack off and it involves bugs. Pass.
Like, pre-serial killers.
Yeah, essentially.
The kind of guy that when he's cleaning a fish thinks, I could put that on my dick.
Yeah, we're in that sweet spot of males 18 to 40 who, like, just one bad day and they're, like, on a rampage. You know, the lucrative nutcase market.
It's an untapped market, really.
Yeah, I mean, people are selling guns to them, obviously, but I don't think we're selling them.
We're looking for a real Ted Nugent.
Yeah, oh my God. But, you know, aside from that, I had a really... an interaction I could have called from a mile away, and I fucking did. Here's the story.
I called it.
So on my way to work... every once in a while, since I drive a Focus ST, people want to get big nuts and, like, want to race or, like, show off or, like, you know, do some sort of...
Ooh, let's race the Ford Focus.
Well, the thing is, the ST has a if you're into that sort of scene, it has a very notorious name. So I am being followed by this dude who... I thought all these dudes have died out, so the fact that he's alive should be studied by anthropologists. The type of dude who drives like a semi-souped up, I think just made to be sound loud, foreign race car with a gigantic ass spoiler. Who
I
also
thought he was gonna say a
Geo. No, this is a Toyota, but he also has that crazy loud, like, early to mid 90s like bass that you would hear all the time from dudes rolling through every parking lot.
I knew a guy, he dated my sister actually, who souped up one of his cars. Like, looking at all the stuff he did, it was like, he was like, I want dual exhaust. So he welded a dual exhaust onto his single exhaust and, like, cut out the space for it on his bumper.
Perfect.
But his trunk was unusable because what was in there was a 6 CD changer and one large bass speaker.
Fuck yeah. I don't get that. And I'm like, the thing is, I understand you're compensating for something. And everyone always says it's a small penis, which I'm sure a lot of the times it is. Every time you see a guy in a huge truck or in a souped up, quote unquote, essentially stock race car with those big ass bass systems, or even the dudes who put on, like, the Matchbox wheels on their cars and all the hydraulics and shit, they're compensating for something. So, like, I get that aspect of it, but that's neither here nor there. So, I stop at Circle K to get a drink before I go to work. And of course, this dude pulls right in next to me and wants to have a real long conversation at the cash register. He's like, hey, man, that ST is sweet. I'm like, yeah, dude. And then I, like, turn back around.
Money.
And he kept talking. And he's like, I had an RS till I wrapped it around a pole. And I was like, of course you did. I knew the second this guy started talking to me that he was going to admit some sort of stupid act. And wrapping a $42,000 Focus around a pole is possibly the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yep.
Oh, but our conversation played out exactly how you would have expected. He's like, yeah, dude, wrapped it around a pole, and now I got this thing, and it's like, I'm like, yeah, you obviously look like the type of person who would, and that's the thing, they're always wrapping something around a tree, wrapping something around a pole. They always want to impress to you that the stupid thing they were doing was incredibly fast, and you should be impressed by it.
Well, yeah, David, car went fast. Car stopped fast.
Yeah. Wrap my car around a pole, which means you were doing something fast and stupid. Radical. I'm sure in that that sphere of influence, that phrase carries a lot of weight. Like, if you can prove to your buddies that you wrapped your car around a pole or a bridge thing, yeah, or a
in
tree.
In some circles, it's like a merit badge for them.
Mm. Yeah! Like, you
wrecked
know,
my bike for the first time. Woo!
Yeah. like to get your top rocker in the Hells Angels, you gotta kill a dude. And like, or like, you know, to race for Pinks, you have to have wrapped your car around a pole. Like, you have to have willfully thrown away tens of thousands of dollars on one stupid act. Let's respect.
Back when I was a kid and I heard race for Pinks, I thought they meant vaginas.
Well,
like, no,
you're racing
you
for
didn't.
Ladies.
That too.
Yeah, I mean, you get the Pinks, you get those Pinks. Get it, guys?
Yeah.
There's no double entendre there.
No, it's just regular entendre.
Just talking about colors.
Yeah, just colors.
We're racing for crayons.
Oh, speaking of douchebags I hate, we were Wendy's
seamless
getting
transition.
Yeah, you like that? We're at Wendy's getting lunch, and tell me how you feel about people who do this. These two dudes came into Wendy's. Two dudes ordered one large soda, sat in the table nearest the only open outlet, plugged their phones in, and started leeching off the free Wi-Fi.
I am not a fan of people who bring their phone chargers everywhere. It's just, it's kind of weird to me.
Yeah, and here's the thing. These were guys who were legit drifters. Like, if this were the 50s, these dudes would be wearing top hats with the cap blasted open and bent, and they'd be wearing fingerless gloves, and they'd be having bindles over their shoulder instead of those camo backpacks they had. These
now
dudes were straight
spin
up
on it. I'm kind of okay with it. Like, they're just sort of a new breed of hobos.
Yeah, instead of riding the rails, they're riding the web.
The waves, the Wi-Fi waves.
Yeah, they're surfing the web. But these aren't your, like, whimsical movie hobos. These are, like, dangerous drifters. These are dudes...
His bone
like,
was carved into a shank.
They had eyes that said, with no words, I've stabbed a man at a train yard.
His bindle is sharpened into a spear.
Oh, no, they were carrying camo backpacks, because that's what everybody... Like, if I were homeless, I'd want people not to be able to see the stuff that they could steal from me. Whoops.
Well, it's because the vagabonds of present day are the Vietnam vets of yesterday.
I don't... I,
or
at
the
this
potato-faced
point,
old women.
Well, at this point, like, are... Vietnam vets, haven't they aged out of that at this point?
Not quite.
All right, I'll take your word for it, because you were in the Navy, and I've never done a day of military service in my life.
I mean, I don't know how old these two guys were, but...
They were, like, in their 30s, I think.
Oh, well, then they're not Vietnam vets.
Yeah, because one was in his 30s, and one was in his 40s, I bet. And if they were younger, they've led hard lives. Like, they were, oh, God, what do we call it? Like, a hard 30, a hard 29? Hard 39? Yeah. Yeah, whatever that was.
A hard pass.
Yeah, they were both a hard pass. But that's the thing. Like, and they were there for hours just leeching on the internet. Like,
how long were you there?
I mean, I don't know how. I was only there. I was eating with my parents.
I stayed there for hours watching these men leech on the
internet. Yeah, I wanted to watch them. No, we were there with my parents, so it took a little longer than usual lunch would take at a fast food restaurant. So I know they were there for a long time.
I thought we sat down to eat in a Wendy's the other day, my wife and I, and I thought about it, and I figured out why I hate sitting or why I hated sitting down to eat in fast food restaurants.
Do tell.
It's because I used to go with the family, which was mom, dad, two sisters, me, usually like 15 other people.
Yeah, that doesn't sound nice.
And you can't fucking leave until they're all done eating. And of course, the kids want to eat only the bun, or I only want the meat with half cheese on it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
Got the wrong toy. Oh, let's go up and ask if you can get a new one. Well, you already opened it. Let's do it anyway.
But I mean, unless you're on the road, why would you want to eat, like, at the place anyways?
I can see this being a deep psychological scar.
Plus, while we were sitting there eating, there was a woman loudly talking on the phone about her baby needs to eat and... Both the people she were dating were going to prison.
This is definitely near the root of your counselor visits.
Yeah, because I don't get me wrong. I totally get where you're coming from, because the more I go out and eat with all of my family, the less I want to go out and eat. Like, and I think,
the less I want to eat at all.
Yeah, I'm trying not to hold that against the restaurants, because it's not their fault that they have 19 people all shouting things across the table at each other.
They're the victims here.
Yeah, that's probably not particular to any one family. I'm sure everybody's family does that. But why doesn't anyone recognize it? Why isn't anyone like, maybe we shouldn't go out 19 at a time? No one ever has a good time. The waiters hate it. Everyone else at the restaurant hates it. Why isn't anyone doing anything?
God. Somebody stop us.
Yeah, damn. Yeah, like no one.
This is a cry for help.
Yeah, and but people keep doing it because people keep reliving the same trauma. Abusers become abusers, and so you keep dragging your 19 fucking family members out to the
this
restaurant.
Is what you do with family.
Yeah. Oh
my god.
Terrible.
So it's been spring break for the high school, like the from elementary school to high school for every mm-hmm. for us this week and last week.
It just ended the beginning of this week, didn't it?
Okay.
So yeah, that's a thing because Dad's still off at work. Unfortunately, he left his wife, who I assume is just constantly pregnant, with their 17 children to walk through self-checkout while the children form a tornado of all the stuff that I just hung up on the ground and then they throw it on the ground.
It's and like some sort of collective Tasmanian devil cartoon.
I tell you what, on Saturday there was a girl whose cry I can only describe as pants-shittingly high.
Pants-shittingly?
Well, she started at a low octave. She'd go, ooh, like way up into an octave I can't reach. And they go, whoa.
Listen, Andy, I work at a pediatric urgent care. I am familiar with the many types of cries of children.
I just probably heard a choir of such things.
I could hear her from the back of the store from what the moment I assume her mother said, no, you can't have something.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I could hear them going through the parking. They parked like half a mile away. Could still hear it.
Yeah, I don't understand why. Like, I get why the parents just tune it out because that's their life. But, like, when you're in public, you should be hyper aware of that shit, right? Like,
they're not aware. When parents go to self-checkout, here's what happens. They lose, first, once when anybody, from what I've noticed, I don't know about the both of you, is faced with a self-checkout situation, their brain falls out of their ear and onto the floor.
Yeah.
They're confronted with a screen that says, scan item to begin, and they start hitting it like the monkeys facing a goddamn monolith in 2001. Like, finally, the nice computer lady says, scan item to begin. They go, and then they scan it twice.
But here's the thing. I don't have, like, we are at Target all the time, and I was literally just there looking for steel wool for a photo shoot, and,
what?
You know, a woman who worked there actually was like, are you finding everything okay? Because she saw my face, and I was like, where am I? I'm confused.
What's happening?
Yeah, nothing but helpful there every time.
David enters a fugue state in Target.
But David, while they're hitting the thing like monkeys, their children are meanwhile climbing on the scales or tearing the things off the walls or opening candy, to which their parents goes, you can't have that. It's already open. They just put it on the little rack.
Andy, monkeys love to climb and they love candy if YouTube has taught me nothing.
God, he's right.
And they like wearing diapers, I think.
They love it!
I got so tired of people's families that yesterday when it was like, it was so nice that there was only old people in the store. I was happy to see old people.
Oh, God. That's desperate.
I was like, oh, thank God.
It's just the elderly.
The youth have been imprisoned again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, here's another annoying thing that happened. So another reason I hate technology. I might become a miser and maybe a hermit. So
heat miser.
Yeah, I'll be a heat miser here in Arizona. So I ordered an anniversary present for Krista, and I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Android Pay went to Google Pay. And okay. So they sent out an email. They're like, hey, guys, check it out. Android Pay, that not a thing anymore. Going to be Google Pay. I said, great. I said, you know, this app will disappear. New one will show up. Just use the new one. It'll populate your old shit. It'll be great. I say, of course, nothing ever goes wrong. So.
Sarcastic, David, said the computer.
I go to buy Krista's anniversary present. And they're like, hey, you could use Google Pay. And I'm like, great. I just read an email that said everything went over flawlessly. So I pay with that. And they send me an email. They're like, hey, guy, things delivered. I'm like, no, you didn't. And then I look, Google pulled my old address. Oh. Android Pay had my new address. Google Pay pulled my old address. And guess what? Like, those assholes wouldn't respond when, like, my last paycheck from when I get laid off went there accidentally. They're not giving me back a present, which they definitely opened and stole. So, I'm like, this is fucked. So,
did you send an email saying, hey, refund me?
I beseeched the guy. I said, hey, guy. Here's the thing. I explained the whole app thing. I told them, you know, went to the old house. They're unresponsive dicks who I'm sure are living it up with Krista's present. Is there anything you can do for here, or am I just shit out of luck? And he writes back and he's like, you've tried contacting the neighbors? I'm like, yeah, they're complete dick bags. It's a lost cause. And he's like, okay, I'm going to send another one out to the new address. And I'm like, what?
What a nice guy.
Yeah, totally awesome. Yeah. And I can't tell you who they are right now because it'll give away the present because it still hasn't gotten here from when they shipped it the second time.
Oh, maybe he said, hey, I'll send out another one. Wink.
Well, no, he sent me, next came an email confirming it and then like with a tracking number. So it's legit.
Huh. Too legit to quit.
Like, great company. So when I can tell you who they are, they'll get a hearty recommendation.
Well, that reminds me of the house I had in Colorado where we were getting mail from everybody who had ever lived there before us.
I still get that.
So my mail person has been putting the mail for every once in a while I'll get a mail for an old lady that lives a building down. And it's not even the same number as my apartment.
Yeah.
So I go and I'll knock on her door. She never answers. Sometimes I see the curtain move a little bit and she like nobody ever answers. So I just toss it at her door. So I've taken to like, I'll walk by her door and just be like, eh. The other day I got a letter. She always gets shit. It's always like the Republican National Convention. And
yeah, she's old.
Donate to veterans. And I got, there was a letter. It said, it's time for you to pay it back. And there was an actual dollar in this thing that you could see.
Really?
A real dollar. And I was like, well, free dollar. And you flip it over, it goes, if this dollar does not make it to the person it's going to, we will sue the shit out of you. I was like, fine, I'll just throw it at her door.
we got all sorts of people for the people that lived there before us. Like, packages, like a bunch of, like, toll booth tickets. Which I assume they paid online because they never showed up for them. Only once did we have one of them show up for one of their packages that got there.
Hmm.
And they got there and they opened it, and it was the Wii U thing that lets you hook up the GameCube controllers for Smash Brothers. But that was the only time they ever showed up. And we gave them all of their mail when they got there, and we showed them the rest of it, and there was mail that they were getting from before them that was... still coming to the house.
I still get mail from Larson and Angela, and every time I tell them, like, oh, no, we changed that. I was like, did you? No. Well, go do that.
Here's a crazy thing that proves there's no God and we're all living in a world full of chaos, and, like, if someone will kick you in the nuts, they will. Because I've gotten packages delivered to this house that like, the number was right, but it was from, like, a street over to the east or the west or whatever. I've delivered multiple packages to people and like, never a thank you. I'm always delivering people's packages, like, because I'm like, oh, they probably want this. Of course, that's never going to happen to me. And the one time I got a really big one, so I knew, like, you know, this is probably something somebody really wanted. If it's this big, I always assume bigger is better.
Yeah.
So I take it to the address, and I pull up front, and, like, the dude and the woman who live in the house are, like, messing around in the trunk or going somewhere, and he is shirtless in a leather vest.
Fun.
And she is in, like, a pink scrubs outfit that's kind of floral because everybody who's a nurse is white trash for some reason in Arizona.
Hmm.
And I get out of the car and they immediately start approaching me, like, menacingly. And I'm like, I got a package for, like, are you so-and-so? I can't remember her name, but I'm like, are you Jennifer? She's like, yeah. Like, immediately suspicious of me. Like, what? And I'm like, I got a package.
David, wherever they were going in a hurry because they just shot a man.
Oh. Well, still, be kind. Like, I was like, even after I showed them the package, I'm like, this was delivered mistakenly to my house. She's like, oh. That's it.
Right.
Yeah. She's like, oh, goodbye. And I'm like, okay, you're welcome, you fucking bitch. Next time I'm keeping it. I yelled at her as I drove away.
Come to think of it, When I lived at in the apartment with the other three dudes, I was gifted a subscription to Penthouse.
What?
That I like, and the same person got me the same subscription, and then we all moved out because we started hitting each other, and I never changed the address on that. So somebody got like 9 months of Penthouse.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I don't know how you're supposed to keep track of all that kind of stuff. Like, I get mail from places that I've never given my address.
Yeah, I don't. The mail is like so antiquated because what you're supposed to do is like do the change of address card so that for 2 weeks you can gather up all the things from all the places you want to change and I guess do it yourself. But there are so many things, like there's no way you can keep track of them all. Like, yeah. And no one is going to be like, oh, someone's sending like Penthouse. No one's going to be like, oh no, I better alert them to their mistake. No, they're like bonus. They're like, I just won the lottery, essentially.
That's why anytime I've ever gotten a notification like somebody's trying to use your credit card, I'm like, fuck. Now I'm going to have to get a new credit card.
Yeah.
Which also means that all the 12 billion subscriptions I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I not recently, but like last year, went through that with one of my cards, and it ruined an entire month of my life.
Because slowly, one by one, all of these different things pop up. Like, oh, yeah. I'm not paying for this anymore. Not that either.
Because not everything that comes out all comes out on the same day. Yeah. So the first, it's like, oh, Netflix got shut off. And I'm like, what? And then Hulu's gone. And then Amazon's like, oh, sorry, we don't have this anymore.
Your life just starts getting dismantled around you.
Yeah, and like, oh, Google says your thing's now out of date, and like the provider for this website always sends me an email being like, hey, dude, your card's dead. I'm like, fuck, there are so many things you don't realize that just happen automatically. That
but then
until
the flip side of that is some subscriptions that you forgot you had also get canceled.
True, but that unless...
Happened, like, I didn't know that Rosetta Stone was like a revolving thing, like every 2 years they'd charge you, and all of a sudden I had a charge on it, like, what the fuck?
Whoa.
Why am I paying $115 for Rosetta Stone? It's like, oh, like, yeah, when you purchase that thing, you signed up for a subscription. I was like, yeah, a 2-year subscription. I paid for it.
You couldn't even express your anger in another language, so.
Mon Dieu!
Mon Dieu. Yeah, that's why I am incredible. I'm way too afraid to try any, like, oh, try it for 30 days, and then if you don't like it, cancel it.
Yeah, because I know I'm going to forget about it.
Yeah.
I almost did that the other day, because they kept on advertising to me. It was like, hey, you want to watch WrestleMania for free? And I was like, you know, I've never watched WrestleMania.
Hell yeah, I do.
Now that I come to think of it, I have a real bad craving for WrestleMania.
Well, like, the main guy was that Japanese guy that's fun to watch. Shinsuke Nakamura.
I'm outside of that world, Andy. Yeah, I don't know.
Not one of my circles.
I follow a whole bunch of guys on Twitter who do like the fighting game pro circuit. And every single one of them is really into wrestling.
That might have been the most depressing thing I've ever heard, Andy. Oh, boy.
No.
I follow a lot of guys on the e-fighting. Oh, God. All right.
I'll e-fight you right now. Hang up on me.
Yeah, I'll be... Kurt Angle?
I'll be waiting for you at the E playground.
Mm-hmm. Meet me at the E flagpole at E 3 o'clock.
I'm gonna kick E dirt on you in front of your girlfriend at the E beat.
You're in for the E kicking of your E life. Kicking E ass and taking E names.
I'm so glad that like E caught on, and then it was I everything. What's the next letter that's gonna just take over?
Well, I took everything because they had the iPad and the iPhone.
Yeah, but then everything was I. It was like I drink holder. It's like, does this have anything to do with with Apple?
Think,
like, no, I drink holder.
I hold the drink. Get it?
I robot.
I robot. I think if you're going to be a real company that sells a real thing to real people, you can't say I. Like I cup holder, that's something you buy at a flea market that they ship directly from China for 5 cents.
That's a gas station.
It's one of those things where you go into Bed Bath & Beyond, it's sitting at the register and it says special deal.
Yeah.
But somehow it's still $40 because you're at Bed Bath & Beyond.
So if you... Bed Bath & Beyond, they'll send you a million coupons a year for a tumbler that's $45 and holds 13 ounces. God bless you, Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know how you're still a thing. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Who knows?
I think we're going to go to creep it on Craigslist.
Esports? Oh, let's talk about that. So, guys, One of the things that really was the tipping point for the show and why it ended was Craigslist got legit shut down by the government.
Like all the personals ads, because they could be used for prostitution, mm-hmm. Craigslist said, well,
no more personals.
If they're gonna hold us accountable for what people do online,
yeah,
bye.
And that's crazy too, because like Craigslist is a shady. When you think of Craigslist, you're thinking like back alley, one flickering yeah. light, rats. Now there's a site called Backpage, which makes Craigslist looks like the Playboy Bunny Mansion.
I've seen people complaining about that on Reddit, where it's like, yeah. I mean, they were sex workers, but now it's just going to get more dangerous. I'm like, yeah, it always was dangerous.
Yeah, so that's the thing that happened. In the wake of the Craigslist thing, Backpage got hit with, like, tons of money getting laundered through their site for a fuck ton of, like sex slavery and shit. Like, all this crazy shit.
Yep. Huh.
So, goodbye Craigslist, essentially.
Stuff saved.
Yeah, so I mean, we probably have enough to last out our tenure, but like that was a crazy thing that happened.
Well, I think what we're going to start seeing on Craigslist is, do you want to buy this mattress and sex?
Do you want to buy this mattress and the stuff that goes on a mattress?
It'll be like, there's always a way around it, because if you've seen that, there's like a meme out there where on some holiday that like restaurants couldn't sell bottles of water, so they were selling peanuts $1 a piece with a free bottle of water.
Well, that was at like a music festival, I thought.
Oh, yeah. So maybe that's it. So imagine like, hey, buy this mattress and I'll fuck you on it for free.
Just to test it out.
Yeah, buy
the mattress is $1,500.
Yeah, buy. I got 6 ounces of KY for sale, $45. Comes with a free yank job.
Oh, even better than buy the mattress, you're renting my mattress.
Oh yeah, mattress rental
for $500 an hour.
Yeah, I don't want my place just to get full of mattresses.
Keep on buying these mattresses with sex, and now I've got like a Princess and the Pea situation going on.
Got sort of a mattress hoarder problem.
Yeah, it would be very easy to point out that addiction very quickly.
I think Adam has a problem. He has a whole shed made of mattresses.
I'm very into comfort.
Or like one day a wife looks out the window at her kitchen as she's doing dishes and like, honey, where did that mattress fort come from? And the guy's like, oh, I thought it would be cool for the kids. I got a bunch
it's
of
for
mattresses.
The kids, shut up.
Yeah, I got a bunch of mattresses real cheap, and I thought, why not? Zany idea.
Yeah. Got another one coming today while you're out of town.
They all have the exact same stain on them. Is that usual? It's in the same place.
So, yeah, it's a manufacturing error.
Mm-hmm. I got all these on special.
Yeah, manufacturer's error. They test every mattress by fucking on it. Or maybe they're the ones they pull out for quality control and then they have to discard those.
I had a crazy thing before we get into creeping on Craigslist. I had a crazy return the other day where this lady was like, she's super pregnant. She's there with her bro husband. And they're really nice as our return stuff. And then after I'm done doing the return for all this baby shit they already had, they go, and now we want to speak to a manager.
Okay.
Why?
I said,
why?
Okay. And I call my manager over and they go, we bought this here the other day. And obviously it's been, and we saw there was a stain on it and they gave us 50% off. We opened it up. It's covered in blood. What are you going to do
blood?
For it?
It's covered in, call the cops. Well,
there's been a murder at the factory.
And we were like, okay. And I already told like, cause they had complained to this. They were like, yeah, this thing is wrong. And I was like, well, we don't return baby stuff. We actually, like, if you try to return it, it says destroy.
Please incinerate.
Because babies are nothing except volcanoes of biological hazards.
That's
but
true.
The lady's like, yeah, and I'm having my C-section tomorrow, and I need one of these things. How are you going to make this right? And he you goes, well, this couldn't have been a return. And he goes through all this stuff. He's like, we've never had one of these returned here. In fact, you bought one of the only ones we've ever had here. And they go, well, then how did all this blood get on there? He's like, I don't know. We open it up. It's like, it looks like a rust. Like the thing had been stored under rusty pipes that dripped on it.
Oh.
And they're like, that's not blood. They're like, okay, but what are you going to do for us? It's blood. I'm like, well, no, lady, you don't understand. One, we don't put baby stuff back on the shelf. It just doesn't happen. Two, nothing like this has ever been returned here.
Yeah, like there's a huge, but that's the thing, you can't tell an idiot that they're wrong because they've come up with a story that will net them $75, but will cost them their dignity, and they're going to stick to it no matter how many holes you punch in it.
Yeah, they returned that dignity long ago.
Well, and the bro guy's like pacing back and forth, steaming, and finally we land on, okay, it's a manufacturing error. She goes, well, then I'm going to find out who the manufacturer is. Can I reference the both of you?
No.
Why would they need your...
Yeah, okay, my name's Andrew. Tell them that I said there was a manufacturing error.
Andy sent you.
Excuse me, Gerber? I was talking to Andrew at Target the other day, and he tells
me... He said it was cool to call you.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, and I had a guy come in on Saturday. Had ripped his pants.
Was like, he wearing them?
Well, he had been wearing them. Like he somehow ripped. It was a slight rip at the back pocket, so he must have got caught on something. He goes, "Yeah, I'd just like to return these because I ripped them."
No.
And I don't care. So I said, "Yeah, of course." Do you have a receipt? No. Okay,
oh.
You have the tags for these jeans? No, I bought them like 3 months ago. Like, well, okay, that's another problem, but I don't care.
I would legit at that point. Like it's. Andy, that's more work than it's worth.
Well, and then I had to hunt down the numbers for these jeans. Did that. And he said, yeah, I bought it on this credit card. Definitely. Well, no, they're not on there. So all I'm going to need is an ID to return these. And then you can get a brand new pair of jeans. An ID? I don't carry ID. It's like, well, I can't do this without a state ID. He's like, well, my credit card has a picture on it. It's like, that doesn't matter. I need a state ID. Throws the jeans on the ground, says, fuck you then. Throw them the fuck away. I'll just go buy jeans somewhere else. I was like, you already bought jeans here and you're not getting anything.
All right. See you later.
I said, sir, all you have to do is bring me an ID. And he just stormed off.
Weird.
See, I would have cut him off way before that. You had, like...
David, it's much more pleasant in my life if I just give them their money back, because it ain't my money.
Doesn't sound like that was very pleasant.
Yeah.
Trying to give him his money back.
I guess, but that just fosters that attitude that everyone will get what they want all the time, which is not life.
Don't be a part of the cycle.
Yeah.
I don't care. All I have to do is smile. Like, people come up... They want to return shit and have a sob story. Like, oh, this did, like, I plugged this in and it murdered 5 of my children and all I want is store credit for it, but I don't have a receipt. I'm like, give me your ID, leave. Here's $14 on a gift card, leave me.
It murdered 5 of my family members.
Or like, oh, I bought these and there was a lady the other day that was I wasn't dealing with her, but I got to watch her be a bitch. Like, yeah, I bought these swimsuits here and there must be something awful in them because I have a rash all over my boobs. And she pulls down her top to expose almost to the nipple.
Jeez.
To show off to one of the other coworkers. She's like, yeah, we haven't had any problems with these. Are you sure it wasn't like chlorine? She's like, no, it did this. And she wanted something else. Like, well, we can't do anything else for you. So she got progressively angrier as they gave her money back.
Because here's the thing, Andy. There are only 2 species of returns. And those are the people who are like, I want you to return exactly what I got, making the exchange null, but also I want you to compensate me for the time that it took me to come to your store to buy it.
Yeah.
And then you have the people like me who have to act like I'm making myself an imposition because I know that their life is a constant shit show with the other species.
Yeah, I don't like returning anything. Like,
well, and that's what I was telling Alex the other day. I said, you know, if I ever had to, I've had to return something. I got jeans that were accidentally skinny jeans. I was like, well, I guess I'm out $40 and stuck with skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't tell you the amount of things I've come home with that have either broken immediately or I was like, oh, this isn't what I wanted. But I'll be goddamned if I like am going to burn more calories to go back and be like, and you know, essentially you have to keep saying, you know, I know you must hear this all the time in between like, it wasn't this or it wasn't that. It's just not worth it. If it's under $40, like, it's not worth your time to return it. I don't care how much you make. If it's under $40, just throw it the fuck away. God.
Here's Krypton Crisis.
What do you got for us, Andy? Because we have no soundboard.
Well, I've picked out, since Craigslist is mostly dead, I found a subreddit called Choosing Beggars.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Now, these are posts on, like, Reddit or posts on, like, Facebook or something where people are looking for something.
Well, they come from all over.
They're like, man, I really want this, but they're really picky about it.
Yeah.
One of the perfect examples was a lady who wanted free transportation for all of her churchgoers. And people were like, well, you could hire out a van. She's like, nope, cost money, next. And she'd say next on each of her posts.
What a bitch.
And the guy was like, well, like, I've got a van and I could shuttle 6 people. She goes, we need 20, next.
I'd be like, you're going to, fuck you, would be my post. And then she'd be like, next.
But I got a post here from a man named Joshua.
From the Bible?
And Joshua writes,
2018 goal, marry the perfect woman.
I knew it was going to be a relationship thing because, side story, I knew a dude like this whose standards were so impossibly high that I guarantee he is still a virgin to this day.
And this post was made on December 31st, so it's his New Year's resolution.
Oh, God. Okay.
She's multicultural, but acts like me.
What does that mean?
I want to marry me, but with boobs.
Like, so you want to...
No, he wants... I imagine that means he wants... He's got jungle fever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, hey, I want you to be...
I want a black person that acts really
yeah,
white.
Yeah, can you be black or Mexican, but act white? Because I don't really like your culture, but I love that skin color, baby.
She's really wealthy.
Fuck you.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the dream.
Fuck you, writer of this ad. Fuck you in your stupid head. God damn it. Like, this guy's never touched a tit in his life. I guarantee goddamn it. And now he's coming to the table with this and be wealthy as the second one? No. Mm-hmm.
And his picture is scratched out here for privacy, but I guarantee you he's like wearing a fedora and has that neck beard going on.
1,000%. 1,000%.
She laughs at all my jokes. Now, that's not hard to ask. I mean, but you got to be funny.
Yeah, like that's...
You can't have bad jokes.
The person who says that is incredibly unfunny. I never have to worry about people laughing at my jokes.
Because they
I
never
do, because my jokes are weird in-jokes or references.
Because if they started, it would scare me.
Jesus-loving, but not religious.
What all does right. that mean?
I'm Christian, but non-practicing.
Hey, tell everyone that you're cool with JC, but I definitely want to get in that pooper with my dick, and JC ain't cool with that. Fuck you, dude. I hate this guy.
Wants to mother a herd, H-E-A-R-D, so it's not a whole herd.
Just enough kids to be able to hear.
Wants to mother a herd of kids, parentheses, natural births.
Or it's Colin Herd.
If she has a C-section, she's out.
Like, that's what he's going
to
dump
he's
her.
Like, hey, man, I want that thing to look rough. I want every one of my kids passing through that thing and doing at least a little bit of body damage.
It also bothers me that he calls his kids a herd.
Yeah, this guy's a fucktard. This guy is, at best, paying for sex, at worst, fucking a body pillow that he's inserted a fleshlight into.
I'm sure it could get worse than that.
But here, and here's how you know his jokes aren't very good, because the next thing is super intelligent, but makes me feel smarter.
This guy is a 100% cockbag. This guy should not exist.
Oh,
so
he does.
He wants somebody that's smarter, that it's actually smarter than him, but panders to him.
Yes.
Yeah, he wants to be a smart person's pet. Like, he wants to, because, like, that's what you do to a dog.
A smart,
you say,
wealthy person's
yeah,
pet.
Like, when you talk to Gus, you say, oh, Gus, you're such a smart boy. You're such a good-looking dog, I bet. Like, he doesn't know that he's a stupid, ugly dog.
He's not ugly, but he is stupid.
And his jokes are so funny.
Yeah. Oh,
you're so funny, Gus.
You're always laughing at Gus.
I shouldn't say his name because he's in here. Is extremely beautiful.
Oh,
fuck you, dude. God damn it.
And the next one is just a spew of, like, adjectives.
Well, first, this is the type of guy who needs to encounter that ultra feminist that is always making YouTube clips.
Well, this is the kind of guy who sees a picture of, like, I don't know, Natalie Portman or something.
Wouldn't do her.
Like a bikini. And like, she did a modeling thing. She's like, sharp elbows.
The guy I knew was exactly like that. I'd be like, you know, because everybody was, like, butt-ass crazy in love with Mila Jovovich in the, like, early 2000s.
And her gigantic nipples that could unlock a phone.
I've never seen the appeal of that woman, but... You know, in a time when everyone was like, oh, yeah, that. This guy was like, she's too skinny. I like a little more meat on her bones. Like, shut the fuck up, dude. Like, she's a superstar and a supermodel, and you're a fucking high school douche.
You'd be lucky to ever make eye contact with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, if a four walks up to you and says hello, I say take it.
I don't like David's self-motivation seminar.
You gotta live within your means, man. You can't be a five waiting for a ten. If a six shows interest, you snap at it like you're a fucking diamondback, and someone has just stepped on a clutch of your eggs, man.
You whip the handcuffs out of your back pocket and you cuffer to yourself.
Yeah, you get
read her Miranda rights, and there's actually a diamond on one of the handcuffs, so you're married.
Yeah, you reach into your go-bag and get that duct tape roll you've been saving just in case.
Well, this is getting weird.
Just in case Miss Wright came along.
Yeah.
Here's our shotgun of adjectives. Fearless, confident, gentle, joyful, encouraging, and loyal. Do you think he went through a whole bunch of greeting cards and just picks up the phrases he liked?
Well, so basically what you're saying is I want someone to, like, we already get you want your every whim catered to. Why would you be like, then the adjectives be like dishonest, disloyal, huge vaginal lips, like non-bleached asshole, you know, all this other, like, of course, yeah, we get it. Your expectations are too high. You're going to die alone. Why keep going at this point?
Speaking of high expectations, has eyes that change colors through the seasons.
What?
Fuck. I cannot say fuck you to this guy enough. I want Andy, I want you to find this guy. I want you to get me his address. I've got a letter that I need to write.
And send him a message.
It has to be in letter form, because nothing else will do.
Is older than me, but makes it look like I robbed the cradle.
Oh my God! What is this guy's...
gone from, like, super high standards to, like, some sort of mythological creature.
Here it is. I've figured it out. I've discovered what... He wants a mom. He wants to fuck his mom. He wants someone smarter than him who treats him like they're smarter, a mom. He wants someone older than him who makes it look like, you know, a mother. He wants to fuck
you're exactly
his,
right.
Yeah.
He wants to fuck his mom. Count it.
His wealthy mother.
Bam. Nailed it.
Makes me feel smarter, laughs at all my jokes. That's a mom thing.
Bakes me cookies, tells me I'm okay when I'm sick.
Yeah. Gives me kisses on my forehead and tucks me in at night.
Wipes my butt occasionally.
Words are at the end. We're not at the end yet, though. You know how he said you didn't want somebody religious?
Sure. How could I forget?
The next sentence is, seeks God in all things.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
What is... Stay out of this. Why is Alexis...
Shut up.
Curvaceous, but not lascivious.
Ooh, big words.
He doesn't know what that second one means, I guarantee.
Yeah, I mean, we all know what that word means, but maybe you should just explain it to our listeners.
Lascivious means over-sexual,
Adam. Alexa, define lascivious.
Oh, God.
Lascivious is usually defined as driven by lust.
Driven by lust.
Yeah, over-sexualized.
Keeps me in style.
So dresses him.
His fucking mom! He wants
is
to...
Is a masseuse and a chiropractor.
Like his mom was.
Knows where the cough medicine is.
Can reach the top shelf.
Knows how to make hot cocoa when it's cold.
Loves all things China. Now, I didn't like it when she was with the Undertaker, but...
That's not spelled the same.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. This
Philadelphia sports fan. So we're getting closer, David. He must be from Philly.
You think?
Yeah, we're zeroing in on his location right now.
Is willing to follow my calling wherever I go.
A needy mom.
Yeah. Mom!
Someone who will kiss my boo-boos. Say if I were to skateboard and pull off a mad ollie, scrape my knee.
Is laid back but doesn't pick her nose or burp. Everybody burps.
Is that like the epitome of laid back, is picking nose and burping?
Yeah, I like laid back, but when they start picking the nose, that's too laid back.
Like, you're really, really laid back.
Like,
pull
they,
it in.
They don't even pick their nose in Hawaii, so you have to be incredibly laid back.
Not even in Margaritaville.
Yeah.
Jimmy Buffett ain't flicking boogs in his margaritas.
He doesn't go to Boogerville, man.
Can speak multiple languages.
Well, that's with the first thing, multicultural.
Yeah. So again, I want you, he wants them to be like born in a war-torn country, but have like maybe got adopted, so they learned English and like they don't have any accent.
I don't know what this word means, so give me a second.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with one of those.
Scuzz?
E-S-E-S-C-H. Eschatology.
E-S-C-H.
Part of theology concerned with death, judgment, and final destiny. Okay. And loves and agrees with my theology, eschatology, missiology, biology, political philosophy, and family sociology.
Was it missiology, that Missy Elliott religion that died out?
Mm-hmm.
I also was going to make a Missy Elliott joke.
Nailed it!
All rise. In neck, tenet of a men a hip.
Good yeah. One. So again, like, so this guy is looking for a mom of an Oriental origin.
I have a problem with the biology portion of that sentence.
This guy's pulling words out of his ass.
Are you saying that he's some sort of two children stacked on top of each other looking for a mom?
Ooh, yeah. Maybe there's like a 12 and a 14-year-old who want to fuck an Asian lady.
You might have cracked this wide open.
Who acts like their mom.
My biology. My biology is I'm twins.
Oh, my God. Maybe that means you have to be cisgendered.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's a big one, I bet.
But that's the end of the ad. Like, you got to agree with his family sociology.
Well, but who doesn't? Who wouldn't read this? Obviously, he's so deep in the mom fucking closet that he's lost under a bunch of hat boxes and some stuffed animals. Like, he's never coming out. But like, anyone who reads this is going to be like, this guy was the fucking Asian mom, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Oh man, I forgot about this ad. That's going to be like the next seven shows.
Jeez.
Is it a big list?
If David, it's yeah. We can say that.
All right.
Didn't we already do that one with the Johnny Bravo picture?
Did we? The one with the Johnny Bravo picture?
I remember someone looking like Johnny Bravo, but I don't.
The case against female self-esteem?
I don't remember.
We'll have to consult the archives.
Yep.
Yeah. Joe, if you're listening. Joe, if you're listening, have we ever done, or Kayla, you listened to all the episodes. Have we ever done anything like that? Randy, I know you're listening. Look out behind you.
Oh!
I've been waiting to do that.
There's two twins stacked on top of each other trying to fuck your Asian mom.
I want to do, since I know people's names who listen, I want to like pull practical jokes like that until the show ends. I'm sorry it took us 9 years to discover that, but I would be like, I want
to
start
pulling.
It took
us 9 years to get to our AR game.
Yeah, I want to start playing some pranks.
Everybody, it's ilovebees.fistfulofpodcasts.com.
Wait, what?
I was talking about an old AR game.
What's an AR game?
Augmented reality.
Oh, right. Guys, I think that's it. Let me check my notes.
Yeah, I think we can.
Go over the to-do list step by step.
I do got one thing. Did you know that there is a haircut called the I'm Dating a Black Guy haircut?
No.
No?
Look it up. My boss, who is black, who told me this, so I'm not being racist. She came to my office and she said, you know the I'm dating a black guy haircut, right? And I said, what the fuck are you talking about? And it's like the Dharma, right? From Dharma and Greg? It's the Kate from John and Kate Plus Eight.
I'll tell you what that haircut is. It's the can I speak to your manager?
Yeah, it's the can I speak to your manager. And she made me Google it. And yeah, I'm dating a black guy haircut. Apparently that's the haircut. But now that she said that, guess what kind of haircut the Hog Beast had? Nailed
something
it.
Else besides the thing we were just talking about.
No, she had the thing we were talking about, Adam. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Whoa.
It's coincidental.
See, I went and got my hair cut yesterday, and I've been dreading it because I was getting it cut short like you guys. Not quite a buzz, but more like Adam's.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I want this sort of like... I went on the internet and said, hairstyles for balding dudes. And came up with a Caesar cut, basically.
Just,
I was like, I want to do this. Is that possible? She goes, yes. It'll have to be longer on top than on the sides. I was like, that's fine. Then she intimidated me into getting my hair washed.
Shoot. What was she like? Oh, it's so gross up here.
Well, no, she was just like, oh, gonna cut a lot of hair here, be pretty itchy. You sure you don't want to wash your hair? I was like, I'm pretty sure. She's like, well, I don't know. You want to get all that hair out of there? Shit. I'm just like, fine, fuck it.
Listen.
No, it's always way better to get that hair out of there.
Yeah, well, you're already going to have to go home and change your shirt because that's fucked. Like, you've never come away from a haircut. Even if they wash your fucking hair.
I always have to wash my head after a haircut.
Yeah, you're gonna take a shower after a haircut anyway. Don't bullshit me, lady. You want another $12.
She draped my face in a hot towel. So
that,
it was like, if somebody wanted to come and cut my throat, like in a... Oh, shit.
Any number of movies.
Yeah. I also get along with, can't even think of his name.
What was that
Nope,
one?
We're done. The one that's a musical, actor. They make meat pies.
Oh, Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, Sweeney Todd.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, but here's
Helena
the thing.
Bonham Carter.
Tom Hanks.
Don't underestimate the value of a hot towel.
Oh, I didn't. It was great.
Because there's a restaurant around here where at the end of the meal, they deliver you a bunch of rolled hot towels on a plate. God damn if I don't love that experience.
They're hot. They're hard to eat, but man, are they moist.
They yeah. go down smooth.
They bind you up like you would not believe, but
it really cleans you out when they come out.
I always say my compliments to the chef, and I tip my hat, and I tap the side of my mouth with a piece of the towel that's still hanging out.
My compliments to the weaver.
Yeah, your loomist is amazing. Highest thread count I've ever seen. So yeah, I'm dating a black guy haircut, the Drifters at Wendy's. Yeah, I think we did it all, guys. We nailed it.
Woo!
So
perfect show, the perfect show.
We did it!
Yeah, this is maybe the best show we've ever done.
Gonna get a gold medal!
I mean, the best show despite all the odds.
Like, if this show were a car, one of the wheels, it would look like, you know how when the Simpsons have to move to go into witness protection, and he's like, let's take a shortcut, and he's like, yeah, I know what I'm doing, and then they show up, and there's like one wagon wheel, and there's like a missile in the back, and there's also a chicken coop on the back part of it, and it's like completely falling apart. That's this show! We're so far down the rabbit hole, like... Well, we got no more soundboard. Crest is completely off the grid. It's crazy here, guys. It is
just like
crazy.
She always wanted to be.
Yeah, she's living with Jesse Ventura off the grid. I was like, are you sure you want to do this? She's like, yeah, I have no choice. I
said, eating granola bars and shooting guns in the air.
Yeah. I have no choice but to live with Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, so she sends me Snapchats every day of her and Jesse shooting shotguns, and they're both wearing tie-dye sleeveless t-shirts.
The caption is always, he's a sexual Tyrannosaurus.
That's yeah. something people that are living off the grid do a lot, is send Snapchats.
Well, I mean, you still have to have a little bit of the grid. Snapchat is barely on the grid, Adam.
That's on the fringe of the grid.
Yeah, I mean, that's so far in the peripheral of the grid, like, the lines barely intersect anymore.
Like, 1 foot in the grid.
Yeah.
Speaking of the grid, I had to read a couple essays today about...
the grid?
Teenagers and, like, Instagram and shit.
Uh-huh.
And sure. One of them was talking about it was a smartphone that flipped out at the Sidekick.
Right.
And it made me think about a guy I knew that... was not only he bought those Sidekicks and he constantly broke them, but he only really paid for about 15 days of service for that thing out of a month, and then he'd go out of service and he'd move on to the next provider.
Huh. But you can only do that so many times.
Yeah. So then he got his girlfriend to open up an account and he'd put his phone on there.
And then when she ran out, he had to get a new girlfriend.
Yeah, like this that guy. I don't like this guy, Andy. I think you should stop hanging out with him.
Oh, that was
right,
a long time
I'll
ago.
Leave.
Adam, no! Your
how
deepest, darkest secret.
How can I stop hanging out with the man who invented the drink kissing a man with a mustache?
Is that a reference that I'm missing?
Nope, he really did invent a drink just called Kissing Man with a Mustache.
What is it?
I think it was Red Bull and 151, but...
What a bizarre name.
Well, it's because it was... like, at first it's fizzy, so it kind of tickles... But then if it's a harsh mustache, that's the 151.
Got it. Okay. Sure. Okay. When you explain it, it makes sense.
Sure it does.
Guys, we're going to start wrapping it up now. If you want to contact us while the contacting is good, fistfulpodcast@gmail.com, Dave@fistfulpodcast. Haven't heard anything there since that one guy, and that was amazing. We're on Twitter, Facebook. You can follow
me. Get at us
on,
now before we go off the grid.
Yeah, we're gonna go off the grid.
Then we'll only be on Snapchat.
Yeah, it'll be FFOP. We're just gonna be on Snapchat, 7 seconds a day.
Snapchat, the Wild West of the internet.
Yeah, that's where you can still weave your own tapestry and then serve it to someone at a barbecue restaurant who they eat it.
A man can really make something out of himself out there.
Yeah, I'm going to make my fortune on Snapchat. I can feel it.
Here they got a whole mess of pixels out in Snapchat.
Yeah, oh, the pixel mines, they are yielding some fine returns.
Got myself a Bitcoin.
The streets are just paved in Bitcoin.
I'm gonna sell it for either 50 cents or $5 million.
Well, you got to bite it first to make sure it's not one of those faux cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
Cause
oh,
you
yeah,
get
like
taken
garlic
in.
Coin.
The pyrite coin. Yeah, fool's Bitcoin. Yeah, so...
that's why they call it Bitcoin, because you gotta buy it.
You gotta bid it.
Someone bid this.
I'm not taking your chewed-ass money.
That's why no one takes it, because it's already been bitten. Am I forgetting anything? The Facebook? I'll save that for the Facebook. Yeah, so if you're interested in the announcements, I'm going to be announcing things as the show winds down on Facebook, because I've got a lot of stuff that I need to, throw away, give away. I also have some stuff that I want to give out to people who show appreciation. Even if we've never talked, if you're a listener, I want to reward you for at least, being there, I guess. That's all I got. Guys, you have any new business?
No new business.
All right. So without further ado, I'm Dave. Oh, we forgot staff recommendations. Well, I brought this in here so I can recommend it. So I'm going to do it.
Okay. Recommend me your dildo.
It's a brush. So
it looks like a very uncomfortable dildo.
Yeah. If this is a dildo, Andy, we got to talk later.
Meet me after the show.
Do you guys have different dildos than I do?
I don't have any dildos. you buy your dildos at Walgreens in the hair care aisle, right?
About.
Anyway, guys, something that has saved my sanity is this brush. It is one of those brushes that has got bristles 360 degrees around the post. Whoa. Of the damn thing.
I thought those were just for ladies with curly hair.
Here is why you want it. Because if your beard hair, if you sleep on it wrong and it starts going the wrong way and it grows that way, you're fucked for the whole day with that. But this, if you curl it the way you want it to and just run it up and down a couple of times, curls it down and it's not having like the Colonel Burnside sideburns. Or like especially on the bottom, because these hairs can like at any moment's notice decide to just... Like, half your face could fly to one side or the other with no notice to you. This thing is what works. Put a little beard oil in it. Boom, boom, boom. Run it backwards. Works like gangbusters. Plus, it feels good on your face.
70% of the time, it works every time.
Tame that Wolverine on your face.
And it's something you can get for $1 at the dollar store.
Adam has a miniature horse brush.
Yeah.
I also
got a little beard brush, and it works amazing.
Yeah, is it the boar bristle? Boar bristle, yeah, boar hair. Yeah, did yours do the same thing I did when the first time I used it, a bunch fell out?
A bunch of the brush?
Yeah.
Like, little bits keep coming off, but not a bunch.
Yeah, mine, like, I did it, and I was like, ugh, because in the sink there were like 10 or 15 of the pieces of bristle.
Oh,
brush.
I'm going bald on my face.
Yeah, like, it did freak me out, because I thought it was pulling my hair out. But it's tapered off, so it's not doing that anymore.
Yeah,
it did freak me out.
Worried about the way the hairs keep coming out, just because I feel like I'm going to have to go get a new one by the time the year is out, if not before.
I feel like eventually, because the beard brush is like the most important part, because if you put oil and balm in there, it pulls a lot of it out, so
it's
your beard isn't heavy and greasy.
Made such a huge difference.
He's right.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I'm telling you, if you add this to your repertoire, it'll help.
I'll have to look into that next.
I guess I'll recommend, since we're doing hygiene, if you're going bald on top, get your hair cut short.
That's what I keep telling you, Andy.
That's what I've been telling you.
Well, I was noticing after I got my hair cut, like, when the hair was longer, like, all the strands would stick together and just make me look balder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but now they kind of know their place.
Now they're free.
They got a little wiggle room. They got air, space
to roam.
You give
that hair a little discipline, and it stands in line.
I was going to say, I guess I'll talk about that later. I've had several beauticians, and from now on, whenever somebody says, hey, I'm a beautician, I know they're going to talk about how bald I am.
Is that part of the training? They're like, when as beauticians, talk about baldness
time. Make sure you put down your client a little bit.
It's like, I don't care what you're talking about. Here's your fucking milk. Get out.
Milk?
Because they talk to me at Target.
What?
Like, I'm checking these people out, like, I'm a beautician. I can see that you're... Yeah, like, I know that you can see that I'm going bald. Thank you.
Okay, that touches upon something. So people, please look this up. I beg you. If you do nothing else for me the rest of your life, do this for me. Look up the Dunning-Kruger effect. Realize how that applies to your life, and do something to better your fucking selves.
I'll have to read about that. I don't know the term offhand.
So... Quick thumbnail definition. Dunning-Kruger effect is essentially the less skill a person has in any given field, the more they're likely to overcompensate their expertise and their knowledge. So when a bunch of studies were done and they put all these answers on a graph, like, you know, beta, it's like 1 through 10, like where you are in the field, 1 through 10, how you feel in the field. There's a crazy line that is, you know, looks like a big ass parabola. So the less experience you have, the more confident you are in that subject. And then it Weird. Dips down as you gain experience, but then it goes back up when you gain it again.
Like, so there's this one lady. The first time she goes, okay, I'm a beautician. So I see her going bald, and she wanted me to get a brush like Adam has and like scrub my head like really hard.
Uh-huh.
That's because she's like, that will, and basically she told me that's going to make your head want to defend itself so it'll grow hair.
That sounds
like
something. Make
sure you point a gun at the top of your head every morning.
That sounds like something someone would tell you when there were jobs that you could still be a surgeon and a barber.
Yeah, you gotta get those humors straight up there.
And I was like, oh yeah, I'll do that. And then she came back in like 2 days ago and she's like, have you been irritating your head? I was like, yeah, I've been doing it.
No, you're irritating it right now.
irritated now.
And she goes, and it's not growing back? I was like, no, not really. She goes, well, that pisses me off.
All of my training wasted.
So here's the thing, that you were just a victim of the Dunning-Kruger effect. That bitch knows dick, acts like she knows everything, told you something she knows nothing about, and then was like, it didn't work, but I know everything.
Yeah, and then she was like, well, if that doesn't work, get Rogaine. I was like, no.
Move along.
Get out. Stop drawing attention to my baldness. I'm insecure.
Yeah, well, she has very little expertise in something she feels she has a lot of, so you have to be the recipient of that.
No.
And here's the thing, I always look at myself and I say, am I a victim of this? Sometimes
yes,
I am.
Yes, we all are.
I mean,
we
if you
all
want are. That hair to grow really fast, just get some steel wool and just go to town on the top of your head.
Yeah,
wait,
you know,
like if you take it all down to the skull, hair will just pop out.
Yeah, once the scabs go away, it's going to be nothing but hair.
Scabs, you know what you should
hair
do?
Hair is made of scabs, did you know that?
Well, you know what you should do is just have Adam pump a BB gun like 4 or 5 times and shoot you in the top of the head repeatedly. Because then your body will be like, I'm being shot. We need hair, and it also has to be bulletproof.
I'm like,
it's going to turn you into some sort of mutant.
Oh,
all that hair shoots out of my head, and I look like I belong in the band Rat.
Yeah. Also, I've got some other advice for you. The way to guard against kicks in the nuts is to build up a tolerance. So, again, yeah. I would employ Adam's services to repeatedly, day after day, kick you square in the balls, because pretty
Don't worry,
soon.
I charge a very competitive fee.
There's a fee?
Annie, you don't understand. It's really, really worth it.
I stand by my work.
You're going to have a footproof crotch that will also, you know, maybe grow.
Are you sure this isn't the Freddy Krueger effect?
Listen, I have very little experience in something, but I have a lot of knowledge on it, okay? I feel
anyway,
confident.
I know, like 80 years
I know just enough to be dangerous.
Yeah, I am confident enough to risk your health, Andy. All right, so, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'm Dave.
I'm bald.
And I'm Adam.
Saying, remember, kids, Andy's bald.
No.
We'll see you next week.
They all know.
Maybe.
Oh, yes, I mean.
Or they try to... Podcasts Radio.